This is a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation.
Okay, so I've got just a couple of reflections and then just a few thank yous. So one of the key roles of DGA is peer support and advocacy, as we all know. And the major way we do that is by this biennial conference, as Rowena also pointed out earlier. I hope you agree that these 2 days are a great example of the power of peer support and information sharing. I want to sincerely thank all the presenters for giving up part of their weekend and all DGHA members for participating so well in this Zoom meeting rather than our traditional face-to-face. A major takeaway for me, inspired by Stacey's call for a national campaign around awareness and dog guide refusals, it reinforces to me that DGHA has an important and independent voice that could much more actively partner with the agencies, BCA, and other dog guide professionals to bring a united and more powerful change and shared purpose in terms of these issues that the presidents all said seem to keep rising and rising. We address them for a while and then they come back. We need something really powerful. And I think a national partnership, a really true one, would help in terms of, you know, the taxis and rideshare issues, the call that we've all been making for consistent national laws in terms of discrimination and the penalties around all of that. National consistency is such a big issue for us and also other people with disability. So that was a huge takeaway for me, that let's see if we can get true national partnerships going and use our very valuable voice to build a very big campaign. Our keynote presenter yesterday, Paul Adrian, supported this perspective in talking about healthy competition in the dog guide sector, which is good because it actually brings innovation. But he also reinforced the importance and potential of collaboration across the sector. So there's a good voice there from the dog guide sector. As a whole, we drew a lot of different stakeholders together over these 2 days. So we've already got that potential to really bring stakeholders together. So we'll really work actively now to try and broaden that and get a national approach that's very collaborative. And a second takeaway was it was just so wonderful to hear from some icons from the dog guide sector in Paul's keynote presentation and just a few minutes ago, John Gosling. Our own former DGHA presidents and the new generation of dog guide professionals emerging. It was wonderful to see that, the established and now the emerging professionals joining us and giving their insights. So finally, I would just like to run through a few thank yous. All members of the DGHA committee for all your hard work in the lead up to this conference and contribution. It's fantastic. John Hardy and his assistants, Jordan and Dennis, for all their work. For the conference packs, the quiz prizes, etc., and the technical support. Francois for being our quiz master, fantastic job. Greg and Erica for managing this whole Zoom platform, you know, the chats, everything, the technicalities around it, really well done. And our captioner, and again, all presenters, chairs, and most importantly, all of you participants. So we really look forward to hopefully seeing you face to face in 18 months to 2 years time for our next DGHA conference. So in the meantime, please keep in contact with us, our Facebook page, email, through our quarterly newsletter, which Bronwyn edits, and our regular member teleconferences, and also on the website, which hopefully you're all very familiar with now and will use as we go forward.
I was asked what the Judith Killen Award actually represented, so I've posted the response in chat. I'll read it out while John's still tallying up his results. Dog Guide Handlers Australia Judith Killen Golden Harness Award was presented. This award is presented to a person for their outstanding efforts in fostering, representing, promoting, enhancing and protecting the interests of Australians who are blind or vision impaired and who use dog guides.
Yes, I summarised that. That's great, thanks. Anything else up there?
Lots of individuals congratulating us for a successful weekend, having the opportunity to participate, thanking everyone for their involvement.
That's good.
So I think this has been a positive experience.
Kevin, it's Greg here. Am I coming through?
You are, Greg.
Yeah, just to also remind people that the conference has been recorded, and over the next few weeks I'll be topping and tailing all the different sessions and made available up on the website.
Fabulous, Greg, as you do after every conference.
It does take a little while. I won't put the dog bite stuff up there because although we could play them during the conference, I think if we put them up on a permanent recording, that might be pushing the friendship a bit.
Yes, because we did get a license for today.
Yeah.
So,
but Francois might have the opportunity to put together an album of dog bites. That
you don't want me singing.
I don't think we meant that.
No, a compilation of the Dog Guide Handlers 2021 conference dog bites.
I'm going to raise some funds.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Kevin, it's Nadia.
Yes, Nadia.
I'm wondering, I've not heard of the DGHA Coffee Mugs before. Is Bronwyn still on the...
I think Bronwyn's still here, yeah.
Can she talk about them? Can she tell us what... they've got on them?
Yeah.
And A, do they take really big cups of coffee?
Yes, that's essential.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Such a Melbourne question.
It's a coffee person's question. That's
yes,
just
definitely. Right.
What they are is an 11-ounce coffee mug, which is white in colour, which I'm able to reproduce the DGHA logo onto and send out to anyone who wants one. I did do an order form, which is on the memory sticks, but if anyone is unable to work out how to fill that out, and I really didn't think of it when I put it together, if you just send your details to newsletter@dgha.org.au, I can respond and we can sort it all out that way. As a bonus, which I hadn't put on it, if you're wanting to have it personalised with your name on one side, I can also do that for you.
Question, Bronwyn, is it microwave and dishwasher safe?
Yes, they are.
All right. And so did you answer Nadia's question? Is it a big mug?
Well, it's 11 ounce, so it's probably works at about your 250 mils, I think, is about the size.
Right, okay.
It'll do. A little bit bigger. Just make another one.
No, that's right.
That's right. So, yes, and it's something I wanted to do for DGHA. To spread the word with our logo being on things out there that could be seen. You know, it's the easiest way I could do that.
What's the cost?
I'm doing them as a special at $7 each for those that have attended the conference, with a $8 postage on an individual mug. On more than one mug, I need to actually do a quote for the postage.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you, Bronwyn.
No worries. Just email me at newsletter.dgha.org.au.
Yeah.
Kevin, can I have a little reflection while we're filling in time here, while Nadia is still here as well? And she was talking about the parcel that she put together for the conference we had, I think it was 2016. And that
Greg, don't tell me you have it and you never gave it back.
No. But I was there at the time, as you know, Nadia, and it's just a great example about how things can go awry in the background, but the people at the conference have no idea about how these things are sorted out. And we were up in Nadia's office late in the evening, rushing off to Office Works to get little envelopes or bags to put all these things in, putting out all the treats, so that when people sat down at the dinner, they had this bundle of treats and prizes that people loved it. But it was just a great example of all the stuff that goes on in the background that people don't really realize. Things seem to run smoothly as people are listening in. But, you know, all this stuff's going on in the background. People are working really hard to make this happen.
Greg, I don't know that people didn't know. I reckon I told as many people as I could. I was whinging that weekend.
Not really.
Wow.
No, you're right. And I remember you two, you and Erica, running around trying to find the bags of the right size and getting more of them. And it was a challenge, but we did it.
Yeah, we did.
Now, Stuart has his hand up.
It's Stuart.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Just because there's a few minutes, a couple of things. One, when I mentioned about having the new guide dog or dog guide and the old one, when the new one, Omar, arrived, he very quickly learned, I think the word was mimicked by a speaker yesterday. He virtually came into the house and we didn't have to teach him much at all about how to toilet and all that sort of thing, because the old guide dog told him or taught him. It was just seamless.
That's
and the
good.
Other thing I'd like to add is that if this meeting had been held somewhere physically, I probably wouldn't have been able to attend because I've got various limitations. And I sort of think that if when you hold the next meeting or conference, if there can be this Zoom facility to go with it, if it's a physical location, then people can attend in the same way, because if it had been in Melbourne, for example, I would have missed out on this. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful time.
Thanks, Stuart. And that's certainly, we will use the technology available. So both options would be our ideal goal. Yeah.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Good on you, Stuart.
Kevin, it's Bronwyn here. Can I just do it? Can we do a plug for the newsletter, please?
Oh, yes, go for it, Robin.
as many know, for the last, I think, 5 issues, I've been putting together a newsletter, and without your contributions, it's very, very difficult. So I am always chasing your stories, whether they be good or not so good, to share with our members, because it's a way of providing support for our members. So stories from puppy raisers, things that you've gone out and done, things that have happened as an access issue are all good things to be able to share with each other. And the newsletter is one way to actually get that out there. So please contact me at newsletter@dgha.org.au. Thanks, Kevin.
Radio. No problems. Again, hope you've enjoyed the DGHA conference. Really look forward to interacting with you over the next couple of years leading into our next face-to-face conference. Go well, and thanks a lot. Goodbye.
This has been a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation. If you would like further information on Dog Guide Handlers Australia or like to listen to further audio, please go to our website www.dgha.org.au. Thank you. Do you always have to have the last word?